All right, so you've sent in some really interesting stuff for us to look at,
Yeah.
focusing on this idea of internal resources, what they are,
Right.
and maybe more importantly, how we can actually replenish them,
Yeah.
refill the tank,
I
and
believe.
stay at the top of our game.
Keep going.
So we want to dive into all this material,
Yeah.
and I think we can pull out some really valuable insights to help you better understand how to stay well and effective by
Yeah.
understanding what's going on inside
Definitely.
and how we can kind of refill that well.
Absolutely.
Now we've got articles here that really break down these internal resources. And one of the things that I found so fascinating
Yeah.
was this idea that being lazy
Oh, yeah.
can actually be beneficial.
It's so true.
So that's something we really want to dig
We
into.
have to, yeah, it sounds kind of counterintuitive, but the stuff you sent lays out a nice way to think about it.
Okay.
So when we talk about these internal resources, the articles really seem to coalesce around three areas
Okay.
that are interconnected.
Got it.
So we're talking about your emotional state, how you're feeling, your motivation levels,
Okay.
so what drives you, and then also your behaviors,
Okay.
how you act and react to different things.
So more than just am I having a good day or a bad day?
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. It's more than just your
You
mood.
got it.
Although, of course, that's a big piece of it,
Right.
but they all influence each other.
Okay.
You know, if you're feeling really drained emotionally,
Yeah.
you're probably going to find it harder to stay motivated
Wow.
to work on that to-do list.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's going to show up in your behavior. You
There's a
might procrastinate or, you know, be a little more irritable than usual.
Right.
And what's interesting is that these resources are really the foundation of what we call psychological resilience. So the material talks about how these internal resources are what help you stay calm when things get tough, you know, under pressure,
Right.
and to make good decisions even when you're stressed out.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that ability to bounce back from challenges
Okay.
really comes down to having these internal resources available to you.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like if you're running on fumes,
Exactly.
everything just feels so much harder.
Absolutely.
So if they're so important, why do we have to actually think about refilling them?
Right.
Shouldn't it kind of just happen naturally?
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
I mean, our bodies and minds are pretty good at
All
recovering
right.
on their own, but the problem is that with the demands of modern life,
Yeah.
they kind of get overwhelmed.
Okay.
So the sources emphasize that we have to be really proactive about replenishing these resources.
Got it.
And there are a few reasons for that.
Okay.
First, it's about staying emotionally balanced. When those resources are low, we're just more prone to mood swings and we get overwhelmed much more easily.
Yeah.
Second, it's about resilience to stress.
Okay.
It's like having a reserve tank. The
Yeah.
fuller your tank, the better you can handle those stressful
I
situations.
like that analogy.
Yeah. And then thirdly, it's crucial for being productive and engaged in life.
Right.
Without enough internal fuel, you just can't show up fully
Yeah.
and achieve what you want to achieve.
It's like trying to drive your car with the fuel light on. You might
Exactly.
get a little further,
Yeah.
but it's not going to be a smooth or efficient journey.
Right. And the impact goes beyond just us as individuals.
Okay.
It also affects our relationships.
How so?
Well, when we're running on empty,
Yeah.
we might be shorter with people, less empathetic.
Right.
We might struggle to communicate effectively.
Okay.
And it can definitely impact our decision making.
Oh, yeah.
When we're tired and stressed, we're more likely to make impulsive choices or
Right.
decisions we haven't fully thought through.
So really important to be mindful of that.
Yep.
So I think we've established that taking care of these internal resources
Yeah.
is not just a nice to have.
Right.
It's really essential for our well-being
For sure.
and for how we interact with the world.
Totally.
Now, this is the part that I found so
Oh,
interesting.
yeah.
The idea that being lazy can be beneficial
I know, right?
in our go-go-go
That's
culture.
almost revolutionary.
It is, right?
But the explanation is fascinating.
Yeah.
It's not about shirking all responsibility.
Okay.
It's about giving yourself permission to rest, to have periods of low activity without guilt.
Okay.
So it's not really laziness,
Right.
it's more like intentional rest,
Okay.
and it's a really powerful way to restore energy.
So how does that work?
Well, the articles talk about how it allows your body to recover from both physical and emotional fatigue.
Okay.
I remember one article mentioned that even short breaks
Yeah.
can help you focus better later.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, sometimes you need to step away from a problem. to be able to see the solution more clearly.
So it's not about being unproductive overall.
Right.
It's about taking those strategic breaks.
Exactly.
So that you can actually be more productive when you need to be.
It's like recognizing that we have limits.
Yeah.
And that rest is not a weakness. It's a way to maintain our energy.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like musicians who take breaks between practice sessions. It's not because they're lazy.
Right.
It's so their minds and bodies can absorb what they've learned and prepare for the next round.
That's a really good way to think about it.
Yeah.
So another interesting point from the articles was the role of positive memories.
Yes.
How do those help us replenish our internal resources?
Well, it really ties into the emotional side of things.
Okay.
The articles explain that happy memories, those joyful experiences, they actually help us maintain a positive outlook and contribute to our overall well-being.
Interesting.
When you think back to a happy memory, even just for a minute, it can really lift your mood.
Okay.
It's like a little boost for your emotional reserve.
Like a little mental pick-me-up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was a study mentioned in one of the articles where they found that even a five-minute visualization of a positive memory could boost feelings of well-being.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's like having this tool you can use whenever you need it.
To kind of shift your emotional state.
Exactly.
Yeah. So cool.
But it's important to remember to try to avoid dwelling on negative memories.
Oh, right.
Because those can have the opposite effect.
Yeah.
They can drain your energy.
Okay.
And make those resources feel depleted.
Right.
It's about choosing where you focus your attention.
Makes sense. We all know how replaying a stressful event over and over in your mind can leave you feeling drained.
It's exhausting. So it's about being mindful.
So how does all of this play out in our day-to-day lives?
Right.
I mean, how do we actually manage these internal resources?
That's the key question because it can feel kind of abstract.
Yeah.
The sources emphasize that it's crucial for handling challenges, resolving conflict, setting boundaries, and even for advancing in your career.
Interesting.
Think about it. If you're feeling emotionally drained, it's so much harder to stay calm during a disagreement,
right,
whether it's at work or at home.
Right. You're not thinking clearly.
Exactly.
You're not at your best.
And if your motivation is low,
just
starting a task can feel impossible.
Totally.
So the articles actually outline some key skills for managing these resources.
I'd love to hear those.
Okay. So first, it's about recognizing your own emotions. Being aware of when you're feeling overwhelmed or your energy is dipping.
Got it.
Second, it's about sustaining your motivation.
Yeah.
Staying focused on your goals.
Okay.
Even when things get tough.
That can be tough.
It is.
Yeah.
And then being able to adapt your behavior to different situations.
Yeah.
So if something's not working, being able to switch gears.
Got it.
And finally, it's about knowing what helps you recharge and believing in yourself.
So really understanding what's going on internally and then taking steps to replenish as needed.
Yes. Rather than waiting until you're totally burnt out.
Totally.
It's about being proactive.
So to sum up for our listener.
Yes.
This deep dive has really highlighted
that
your internal resources.
Right.
These emotional, motivational, and behavioral aspects.
Yeah.
Are crucial for your well-being.
Absolutely.
And how you navigate life.
And replenishing them is not a luxury.
Right.
It's a necessity.
Yeah. It's not selfish.
It's essential.
It's about maintaining stability.
Yeah.
Building resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And having a productive and fulfilling life. And I think maybe the biggest takeaway is that it's okay to be lazy.
That intentional laziness.
Right. It's about giving yourself permission to rest.
Yeah.
Guilt-free.
And to remedy those positive memories.
Yeah.
To give yourself a boost.
And be mindful of those negative ones.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
Which of your internal resources might be feeling a bit depleted right now? And what's one small act of intentional laziness or a positive memory you can bring to mind?
That's a great question.
To give yourself a little boost today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing these insightful articles.
Of course.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Until next time.
See you then.